You're listening to SBS News.
Health officials are scrambling to identify each case of COVID-19 in Hong Kong's population of 7.5 million people, amid its worst COVID-19 outbreak to date. Hong Kong will ask its entire population to be tested in mid-March, as it pursues a similar strategy to mainland China's zero COVID policy. Chief Executive Carrie Lam says residents will undergo 3 rounds of tests, with testing capacity reaching 1 million a day.
We probably have not seen the peak of this wave. So how are we going to manage the next 2 or 3 months will be extremely essential and critical to containing, but there is no guarantee whatsoever.
Predictions show new daily COVID-19 cases are set to peak at almost 180,000 per day. Hong Kong has reported about 6,000 new cases and 32 deaths in the previous 24 hours, with the infections threatening to overwhelm the city's healthcare system. But Ms. Lam says authorities are not considering another citywide lockdown and denies that the central Chinese government is instructing Hong Kong on how to handle the situation.
As far as compulsory universal test, which we intend to do, there is no instruction from the central people's government of a lockdown. The country, our motherland, is giving us all the support that we need at this critical stage. But at the end of the day, I am responsible under one country, two systems. This is entirely a matter for the Hong Kong SAR administration to tackle.
People who test positive for the virus in Hong Kong must either be admitted to a hospital or a quarantine facility. For many residents, including Man Ang, this testing announcement is yet another blow.
Have you ever considered our feelings? We, 7.5 million people, are doing these compulsory tests for you. Look at what the city looks like now. Businesses are forced to close or shut down. How are we going to survive? A lot of workers are going to be out of jobs. Has the government considered everything thoroughly? No, I don't think so. How is it possible to achieve zero cases?
As Hong Kong battles to suppress its Omicron wave, the UK is taking a different approach. The British government has set out new guidelines on how it wants its citizens to learn to live with the virus, emphasising a shift from legally imposed restrictions to personal responsibility. From Thursday, all of the remaining legal pandemic rules will be abolished. Prime Minister Boris Johnson made the announcement on Monday.
From the outset, we were clear that we must chart a course back towards normality as rapidly as possible by developing the vaccines and treatments that could gradually replace those restrictions. And as a result of possibly the greatest national effort in our peacetime history, that is exactly what we have done.
From February 24th, people who test positive for COVID-19 will still be advised to stay at home for at least 5 days, but it won't be a legal requirement. Financial compensation for having to isolate will also end, and there will no longer be a legal obligation for workers to tell their employers whether they have the virus. Free testing will end at the start of April, after which it will only be available to the elderly and people living with immunosuppressed conditions.
It's only because levels of immunity are so high and deaths are now, if anything, below where you would normally expect for this time of year that we can lift these restrictions.
Jen Parker is from Leicester, a city which has spent more days in lockdown than anywhere else in the country. But she is also one of those who is fearful for her own safety once the restrictions end. Ms. Parker has autoimmune arthritis, and she believes freedom for others will create more anxiety and self-imposed restrictions for her.
It does just put people like me at more risk when I go out and about, because I'm going to be really anxious about who near me potentially has something that is really harmful.
The government says the UK has now passed the peak of the Omicron wave, with hospitalisations in England now fewer than 10,000 and still falling. But there are fears about some steps being taken too soon. Epidemiologist at the University of Sydney, Professor Alexandra Matriniak, told SBS that although statewide lockdowns may not be the answer, people may not act in good faith without some regulations.
When it comes to public health, what we need is for people to behave in altruistic fashion to help other people. And unfortunately, some of these more restrictive policies is what can help entire populations.
Patrick Vallance, the UK's chief scientific advisor, says the country is not free from the pandemic yet.
the virus is continuing to evolve. Every variant is an evolution, and the virus has got a lot of room to evolve, and it will continue to do so quite fast, probably for the next couple of years. Those changes will alter the properties of the virus. There is no guarantee that the next variant is as reduced severity as Omicron. It could be the same, it could be more, it could be less.
Dr. Jane Frawley from the University of Technology Sydney's School of Public Health worries that if another variant does appear, it will be time-consuming to re-implement public health orders. Speaking to SBS, she says the British government's move is sending mixed messages to the public.
So we're at a situation in the UK and in Australia and indeed in many countries where we haven't quite had the uptake of booster vaccines that we would have liked. We still very much need people to have their booster vaccines, but yet the messaging is that COVID-19 isn't that serious and we're removing legal requirements for isolation. So I think that that's just a confusing message for the public.
On a global scale, COVID-19 numbers are continuing to decline. The World Health Organization reported that the number of global infections fell 21% in the last week, making it the third consecutive week that there has been a decrease. In their weekly pandemic report, the WHO says there was just over 12 million new cases in the last 7 days, with the number of deaths falling 8% to about 67,000 worldwide. That's the first time that weekly deaths have fallen since early January. The Western Pacific was the only region to have an increase in cases, with a 29% jump, while other regions fell significantly. As countries take vastly different approaches to tackling the virus, it remains to be seen whether tighter or more relaxed public health orders will help to overcome this latest wave. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Brooke Young, SBS News.